Hey guys, welcome back to the vlog. Schaefer in from LA. You're now at Fabletics.
Yeah, I'm at a business called Textile, and one of their four core brands is Fabletics, okay. And that's the brand that that I work for, Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson, say hi to it for me.
I will.
No, really, say hi to it.
I will. I'm seeing you next month, so we'll do that.
No, really. Like,
okay, get it.
Yeah. So, Schaefer, there's this world out there that really feels strongly, at least from the Amazon side of things, that Amazon killed bookstores.
Right.
And now there's some argument saying that Amazon are going to come to Australia and kill retail, retail shopping. And so you're currently living in the States.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in the States, and I actually think that that's furthest from the truth. I don't think retail is dying. I think those that aren't performing, or those that are kind of build it and they'll come attitude versus trying to really provide that customer experience, mm-hmm. I think those guys are dying. What's your intel and feedback?
I mean, my take on it is probably 10 years ago, the feeling was online is killing retail.
Yep.
The reality has been that retail has killed retail.
Agreed.
They've killed themselves,
yep.
Right? So there is no reason that today Myers or David Jones or Harvey Norman couldn't have already done what Amazon is about to do.
Yep.
They could have taken over the market. They had all the relationships. They had the supply chain. They had it all. But they could have done it.
Do you think they had the relationships, or do you think that they just built... So when I look at retail today, I look at it very differently. I think of data analysis,
mm-hmm.
and mining that data, and understanding the metrics versus a Harvey Norman.
Yeah.
He's an old dude running an old style business. Do you think he looks at his number? I think he looks at product performance off the shelf, but he doesn't really know who that customer, or maybe he does.
Right, and that's where I'm at now with the Fabletics business is we've reversed the model.
Mm-hmm.
So we came from a place of being online, which meant we know our customers.
Yep.
We have an engaged customer and we own them,
yep.
Right? So what that enables us to do is when we reverse the model and we go out and we build retail,
yep.
Physical brick and mortar stores.
Because you guys are doing that. So you were an e-commerce company.
That. Yeah,
and you are rolling out physical brick and mortar retail.
Right. And we're reversing the trend. So for the first 3 years, pure online business, over 1 million subscribers, recurring revenue model.
Yep.
So paying a monthly subscription,
yep.
With opt-in and opt-out every month to get a great price on a really good product.
Yep.
So so we had these 1 million people that were subscribed, and then we reversed the model. So by that I mean we went out. Right now we've got 24 retail stores,
mm-hmm.
Across the US.
Yep.
But what we can do that a Harvey Norman or a Myers can't do is we can go out and look at the US market and go, where are our customers today?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they, and where are they in their highest density?
Yep.
Then we can go out, okay, not only do we know where they live, we know what they buy.
Yep.
So I can tailor the product that's in that store to that customer.
Sure.
Then on top of that, whenever I do something at that store, I can market specifically to our customers there. So I have an engaged audience already on top of the branding elements of it all, which is, enabling us to scale our business further and further, acquire new customers, create a touch and feel moment that you can't do in that e-commerce world. And we have a really excited customer. So when they do come into the store, it's quite often it's for their first time, particularly in a new market. And they love it. It's the first time in 3 years they've been able to touch our product.
Yep.
It's starting to build a community. So in those markets, we're also seeing, us participating in workouts and in studios in the local area, and really kind of building a little network in each of those markets. So that's what I mean by reversing that's where we're at.
Yeah, no, and so I think there's a thousand avenues to go through, and we only have a bunch of minutes before people start switching off. But you know, I think what you're articulating, and correct me if I'm wrong, is today you understand who the customer is and you build around them versus, let's take Jerry Harvey Jerry Harvey's got nothing, or maybe he does, but let's take Harvey Norman, whereas they were building in major malls and major shopping centers. And sort of with their mentality of build it and they'll come.
It's the Starbucks model. The Starbucks model used to be put a Starbucks every kilometer on every single corner and they will come.
Yeah.
Those days are gone. Or what are you going to see, and we're seeing it in the US already, is that all of those in-between malls that really were just filling a hole but not necessarily servicing a customer, they're going. But the mall isn't going. People still want to go to a mall. You go to Third Street Promenade in Santa Monica, LA, it's packed every day of the week.
Yep.
You go to an Apple store, it's jam packed. There's a reason why.
Experiences, customer experiences,
totally.
Community, understanding the data, all of that.
And product.
Right.
You know, and then there's the other side of retail, which we're starting to see sort of come out, which is leveraging each other's brands, which is super interesting.
Yep.
So we're seeing, and it's kind of coming back to really, you know, maturity in understanding the power of influencers, but brands as influencers.
Sure.
So I think of it in a lot of ways. There's been markets or industries that have been doing it forever.
Yep.
So I think about the building industry and go, oh my God, they've been building bathrooms with, you know, particular brands for so long. And really, that brand's been an influencer. You know, your kitchen's made from XYZ kitchen equipment.
And in today's world, you look at like the Apple and Nike integration?
Correct.
So like the Nike watch?
Correct, absolutely.
Nike Apple watch?
Yeah, and you're seeing it, you know, Will.i.am did it with Apple as well. You're seeing it, Beats did it, obviously they got acquired.
Yep.
But you're seeing out of the box stuff as well. Mm-hmm. So Madewell in the US, massive retailer, fashion retailer, they just partnered with a cookie company in New York to integrate cookies into clothing. I mean, we're thinking about crazy stuff here.
Wow.
You know, we're seeing a ton of those. We saw a paper company, Rifle Paper Company, doing a fashion collaboration with a major fashion label. I think it was Keds, and they did it on shoes.
Wow.
Like, you're seeing stuff that is non-traditional happening every day. So people are starting to think in reverse. There's another brand, Everlane.com, e-commerce player, opened their first store in New York. And the way they promoted it was they told us not to open physical retail stores. We did it anyway.
Sure.
And I had one of my colleagues in there on a Monday at 2 p.m. and it was jam-packed. So it's happening.
Yeah, so I guess in summary, old school retail is killed their own retail. But retail as a industry, as a category, is still very much, well, you guys are living proof of it, thriving and succeeding.
Totally. And you know, and I think about the excitement of Amazon coming here, and you'll be able to talk to this directly. It's also an enabler for your own business.
Sure. Marketplace.
It's a marketplace.
Yep.
It's another channel. It's a distribution channel. Like, all the major brands in America are using it for distribution.
Yep.
And it kind of also enables the little guy to be on
the same playing field. Yeah, what I love about what Amazon's going to bring to Australia is it blows my mind. And, you know, like, we've got, like, our friends over at Instacart, right, who will go and pick your groceries for you and deliver it to you within the hour.
Yeah.
There's 320-odd million people in America, and they'll deliver your groceries within, like, 60 minutes to your door from pressing a button to arriving. We have 20-odd million here, and Coles doesn't even deliver within 48 hours. Like, Sim, my wife has to order on a Saturday to get a delivery on a Monday, or Friday to get a delivery on Monday.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, the only challenge you're going to get, as I see, and I'm sure Amazon have a plan, is how do you get it that last mile to the customer?
Yeah.
At speed.
Sure.
Because the benefit of me right now in LA is...
Density.
I order it by midday,
and
it'll tell me I'll have it by 6 p.m. that day. They also deliver mail 7 days a week, so very different market.
Yeah.
Which is a challenge.
Schaefer, thank you so much for coming in.